As we gather here today, we do so with heavy bass, tatted up. Jay is on our feet, carrying wrecking balls to tear this church down once we leave, because sadness in the passing of life is for boring old white people. Whack. This is a party. This is what the twerk would have wanted. I know. I knew her so well. I remember hearing an old saying, I think from Tupac, maybe Snoop D-O-double-G, that you live by the gun, you die by the gun. I'm not sure how it fits the occasion quite yet, but let's just say the twerk wasn't a gangster or a gangster's trick. She didn't deserve to go so soon, but life is hard in the ghetto, I hear from all my friends in the streets and struggle. Folks were mad when we started clicking like some triggers. We're so appalled by the moving and the shaking, the rump to bump, but you can't hate on that. If you got ass, then use it. The twerk taught me well. How do you think Robin Thicke became that famous a dick? It was these hips, this tongue. That was us. Me and her, too. She was backstage with the bakers, counting all the paper pouring in, posting the good word on Twitter. And all you tweeted back at her was venom. That girl had a family. She had kids to feed. Nay, nay. Lil Shmoney. Kids who survive her. And I promise to treat them like they're my kids, since I love their mother so much. I will make sure they become the stars they deserve to be, so that when they die, they too can be buried in ivory caskets scrubbed clean by a toothbrush. Mike Will, make it so. Mike Will, if you're here, make it so. We can't stop now.